Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in the legendary Terry Criss, Predators TV analyst. Crispy, what's going on, my man? How we doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. Just great. Have my coffee. Beautiful sunny day out. Turn the news on, and there's not a whole lot of drastic, terrible things. So that made a nicer start for my day. And then I get to talk with you guys. Hey, what could be better than that?
Which we know is your favorite part of the week, and we appreciate you doing that once again this week, Crispy. Crispy, I want to start with a guy that you've known, obviously, for a long time, and that is Pekka Rinne. We know how important he's been, how great he's been for this team, this city, this franchise. Pekka talking earlier this week saying, you know, he's not made a decision yet about his future. A lot of options are on the table for him. How do you kind of view this situation for Pekka Rinne in terms of how much game he's got left in him, the decision that he has to make coming up this summer and this offseason? What are kind of your thoughts on the decision facing Pekka Rinne?
Probably that he's now deciding. All athletes, I don't care what sport you're in, an individual team, whatever, have pride. And the thing that enters the picture is not a matter of money, and it's not a matter of your stature or whatever, because he's already attained that, and he'll get more. But does he want to take the job or take the role of being a backup goaltender and playing X amount of games, coming in when he has to play and whatnot? To me, that's what Peck is going through right now. Or does he even want to play anymore? There comes a stage in your career when money obviously is not an object. He's made a great living for himself. Has he had enough? Does he want to move on and do something else? Or the other side of the coin, and they've mentioned that, does he want to go back home to Finland and finish his career a year or two playing in Finland and whatnot? And these are all when you're sitting down. There are a lot of things going through your mind. I mean, when you've been entrenched like he has in Nashville, and he's an icon here, and he always will be. And I would imagine that when they ever put a jersey in the rafters, his will be the first jersey to go up in the rafters here at Bridgestone. I think right now Pekka's going to, and he's doing it the smart way. He answers all the questions. He sits and talks with people about it, but he doesn't put himself in a spot where I said this, I said that. He said, right now I'm sitting, I'm going to look it over, and then David, Mr. Poile and I will sit down and discuss if this is what I want.
Well, speaking of David Poile, Terry, you know, he and John Hines had the pleasure of, I think, about an hour and 15 with media. You must have been jealous with all these amazing media questions being thrown at them. But a lot of those questions, Crispy, you know, about obviously the top forwards on this team and, you know, the need for we don't know what moves may or may not happen this offseason, but there's going to be some guys coming back, you know, who have big contracts, who have not produced to match those contracts. If you look at this team in the top forwards, Crispy, who do you think, you know, has the most room to grow? And do you think that this group has enough ability, you know, to be with the top teams in the league moving forward?
You know what, guys? First off, I'm going to answer that by saying, and I've said this before, more money doesn't make you a better player. And making a lot of money doesn't make you the best player. It just means you're the best paid or you just get richer. And a lot of times that I was coaching and training camps opened up, my roster was decided by what the contracts were, not by the ability or the skill that players had. And that enters a big picture in today's game today. Let's be honest about that. We all know it. You've heard Mr. Poile talk about it, about the salary structures, et cetera, and that maintains it. But look at our team right now. When you say, where is there the room that I think is going to come along? I think a Sissons is going to come. Tolvanen will come along. Fabro will come along. Carrier will come along. I always look at it, do you think that Ellis is going to get any better, or Ecke, or Josi, or Forsberg, or Duchesne, or Johansson? Go on down the line. These guys are what age? They played how many years? Throwing money at them is not going to make them better players. What makes you a better player is you. Your heart, your desire, your willpower, what you want to do for it. And I think right now, the soul-searching It shouldn't all hinge on David Poyle's shoulders or John Hines' shoulders. It should be hinging right on the players. And the players that didn't produce or didn't live up to what we know they're capable of, the skill that we've seen them in the past. So to me right now, I look back over the season. We come down the stretch just running like a racehorse. It was great. But we did it with numerous guys injured, like Johansson out, Duchesne out, Forsberg out, Josi out, Ellis out, go on down. And who stepped into the breach and did that? First you had a Granlund's line, and then you'd have a Sissons Hurd line, and then you'd have Holla's line and whatnot. But you notice what's missing in all the things that I just said to you.
Absolutely. Terry Criss, Predators TV analyst on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Crispy, you brought up Carrier there, and I was pretty much blown away by the way he played down the stretch. I thought he was really good for this team and really exciting as they move forward here. What did you think of Carrier, and did you see enough out of Carrier down the last couple of months of this season to convince you that he is here and he's here to stay at the NHL level, at a high level, and maybe in your top four on defense?
You know what? Being a coach, I like what I saw of him. I'm not going to I'll be honest with you. I'm not over bubbled that he is the answer. He made a good showing how he played. He stepped into the breach and did what he had to do. I'd like to see a little more of him, but I did like, and again, I'm going back to the end of it, that we need some size on defense. And all the other teams that we played and I see playing today, they're giants, and they're pounding each other in the zones and whatnot. So, Carrier is a smart player, moves the puck well, skates well, but he still is a defenseman. A defenseman's job is to defend the front of the net, move guys out of the way. I think he's going to be a good addition, but I want to see a little more of him.
You know, Crispy, one thing that really wasn't discussed yesterday, because I think it's become kind of a given, or it became a given this season, you know, is that Hurd line, that fourth line with well, you just mentioned, of course, Sissons, and he did such a great job with those guys. But you know, Olivier, you know, it's a small sample size with them too, and obviously, I mean, Trennan, you know, kind of one of those breakout players this year. In your mind, is that just a given? Like next year coming back, that team is gonna, or that line is gonna be a tone setter for this team, and should be expected to do the exact same thing for a full season.
Exactly. Good statement. I have no doubt in my mind. Until they came along, we didn't have, and I'm going to throw that word out there that you've heard a million times from Coach Hines, an identity. And Coach Hines and his staff said they've been searching for an identity. David Poyle says they're looking for an identity that we had lost a few years ago, I guess. And the identity was a hard-working team, a team to play miserable against, a team that you didn't want to have to come into their building and play against them. And if we had lost any identity, that's the identity that we had lost. That identity came back the minute that we had injuries, and we brought up the kids from, I'm going to say Milwaukee, Chicago, from the minors, gave them a chance, didn't give them a two-game sprint. We gave them the rest of the season, and they produced. Those little kids you just mentioned, Olivier, Janot, Trennan, they were the ones who put this thing back on the tracks along with Sissons and some of our defensemen. So, then you had suddenly the guys that David had got out and got, like Holla and Cunnan and a couple of the other ones, and Granlund had an unreal season for us. I look at what those guys did to put us to where we were. That's the area. Yeah, we're talking about the Hurd line. Yeah, you know what? They gave us our identity back.
Crispy, last thing for you here. John Hines talked about, you know, in the immediate aftermath of the loss and then again yesterday, you know, taking positive steps this year, finding the identity like you talked about, but now the challenge being to take that to the next level as they move into this next season. As a coach, once you establish the way you want your team to play, how hard is it, in your opinion, what's the challenge going to be like for John Hines to get this team back to the next level where they are truly competing for a Stanley Cup?
You know what? I don't think it's going to be hard for John Hines, because I've listened to him all year long, and I love what he said. I like how he said it. I like how he brought this team along. He didn't panic. But I love, as a coach, what he did. He sat out players he had to sit out that wasn't popular. Didn't make him, you know, mayor of the city. And he knew he had to do it. And I like what he did. I love what he says about his team. the identity up to what he's looking for. And I like when he said that, you know, the herd line came in. He knows what he needs and what his team needs. And I like the way that he, when you guys were there yesterday, I listened to all of you. We listened to the Zoom you had on there about the guys that next year have got to step up and come in, or will they be here and whatnot. So I think the pulse of the team, David Poyle and Coach Hines yesterday hit the nail right on the head as to what they want to do. And being honest, just in a second, but David Poyle didn't sugarcoat anything. He answered most. I think there's only one question he didn't answer. One of them might have been Rex. You asked it because you always do stumble him on one. You always get one shot in there somewhere, either you or Stilly. But yeah, I like what they're doing. I love the way the coaching staff came together and how they did it. So yeah, I like the future of this hockey team.
Man, Crispy limps Rexy and Stilly together. Oh,
that's the greatest thing you've ever said, Crispy. Thank you so much.
I'm going to curl up in a ball and cry myself to sleep this weekend.
Hey, along with sugar, you get a little vinegar. You know what I mean?
That's right. You're absolutely right. Crispy, appreciate you so much taking time to join us this season. We're going to talk to you down the road as well, but it's been so great to have you on every week, and we just appreciate you taking time to join us again here today.
Thank you, fellas, and you all have a great summer, and take care and look after your families and stay safe and healthy.
Absolutely. You as well, Crispy. We'll talk to you down the road. Terry Crisp, the great Terry Crisp, Predators TV analyst, joins us every week here on Robbie and Rex Road. When we come back, we'll react a little bit more to what Crispy had to say there, including the comparison between Joe Rex Road and Jared Stillman as well. You should have seen Rex Rhodes' face on the stream. It was amazing. We'll get to that up next as well. Join Stars for their annual golf tournament, the Heart Golf Classic, on Monday, June 14th at Vanderbilt Legends Club. This event pulls together some of our community's most influential leaders and business people, so consider sponsoring a hole and have your investment in the hope, health, and connection of our young people be showcased. Registration to play is still available. The tournament is a scramble format with an 8 a.m. shotgun start. Breakfast and lunch will be provided. It's the Heart Golf Classic for Stars Nashville on Monday, June 14th at Vanderbilt Legends Club. For more information, please visit starsnashville.org or call 615-983-6805. We'll be right back here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game.